for the last 3 years is that we have been, in essence, balancing the budget, adding additional service, but drawing off our reserve. And quite honestly, what has been occurring is we've been kicking the can down the road.
The budget was initially slated to draw $2 million from reserves in fiscal years 2012 and 13, but that would prevent HART from meeting the requirement that it hang on to the equivalent of 3 months' worth of operating dollars in its reserves. The adjusted budget uses $700,000 for each of those years. That's not the only place where the agency is seeing an unexpected drop in revenue. Catherine Egan, Chief of Service Development at HART, said every single percentage point in fluctuation of housing values impacts the agency by $282,000. For an agency so heavily dependent on property tax revenue, another drop in housing values is expected to pack a punch.
What we have presented to you is based on a 3% reduction in housing values. Previously, the board directed us to make sure we're talking to the county appraisers very closely. We talked to them last Thursday. We're not anticipating a 3% reduction. We're anticipating a 4.8% reduction, which is another $540,000.
The proposed budget would raise the agency's millage rate from 0.468 mils to half a mil. Even with that slight increase, the owner of an average-priced home would pay less than $47 per year to help fund HART. Egan said there are other risky budget factors. She said every quarter a gallon of diesel fuel fluctuates in cost has an impact of $500,000, and that state and federal fund amounts are unpredictable. The agency plans on making up some of the lost revenue by cutting service for the third time this year and the fifth time in the past 2 years. The latest changes, if adopted, would go into effect in November. They include moving to hourly service on weekends in town and country and eliminating South Tampa service east of Dale Mabry. Egan said the new schedule would reduce what she called revenue miles by 8%, but it could have been worse.
We're very glad that we only have 15 stops proposed for elimination. What this means is if I have a bus route, it will run less frequently. It might not run late as late at night, but either it will be there or another route will be there.
Egan admitted that changes like eliminating service on Sundays for some routes will probably be tough on some riders.
Before the person trying to go to St. Joe's North, they now have a 3-mile walk to get to work on Sunday. We help them out on weekdays through Saturday by getting closer. But that's an observation of one place where we're impacting some passengers.
Board member Mark Sharp said HART's bus fleet is already anemic and asked interim CEO Philip Hale to compare the number of buses it has to the number it needs.
The problem that we have, and Mr. Hale brought this out when we met a week or so ago, was over 1,000 square miles of territory. And I asked him, how many buses would it take to help move our population at our size? We're one of the largest areas in the nation. He said like 650 buses. And how many operating buses will we have in fiscal year 11 or 12, Mr. Hale, approximately?
179.
Okay, so 179, and you really need 650 to make it work.
During public comment, Tampa resident Pierre Matherin said if voters had approved a sales tax increase to fund transit last November, the agency would not be seeing such a deficiency.
The passage of last year's sales tax referendum would have enabled HART to avoid making cut after cut to needed transit service. More voters would have supported the sales tax if they had known about that a yes vote would have saved existing transit service.
Although voters overturned a measure that would have meant fortification of the bus fleet, road and trail improvements, and eventually rail, bus ridership in Hillsborough has gone up 18% this year. A HART spokesperson said in April alone, ridership went up 37.5%. But Karen Jaroche, a staunch opponent of November's ballot proposal, said such a boost in ridership doesn't exactly make the agency flush with cash.
I'm not so sure that this board gets the financial information that is necessary at each board meeting. Some of the key performance statistics talk about ridership, but they don't really go into the cost.
Speaking to the penny-pinching sentiment that has come to dominate discussions among government agencies lately, the board also voted to axe funds covering travel expenses for board chair Allison Hewitt to attend a transit conference in Jersey City. Board member Mike Suarez was in the minority on that vote.
These things are important, especially from the board chair's perspective, to try and help give us direction on what some of the other things other transit boards are doing across the country. And to be honest with you, we're sending you to New Jersey, so it's not like you're going to have that much fun. So in the summertime.